The Winds of Change. As the residents of Franklintown built their lives around agriculture and fishing after the Civil War, inland and to the south, African Americans in rapidly growing Jacksonville were experiencing post-wartime urbanization. Southern segregation laws and racist policies placed restrictions on their pursuit of the American dream. Several black soldiers who were encamped in Jacksonville stayed, and others sought to come to the City of Opportunity because of the promise of jobs in the originally independent community of La Villa. Educational opportunities for black people were established, and they were able to position themselves as a political and economic force when the town was annexed into Jacksonville in 1887. A biracial government was created with 5 out of the 18 seats on city council and numerous leadership positions before they were unceremoniously shut out of the electoral process.
Then, in July 1888, the yellow fever epidemic panicked and crushed Jacksonville and Amelia Island. Yellow fever attacked the livers and kidneys of the people, creating organ failure, jaundice, and internal bleeding. It was not known initially that it was transmitted by mosquitoes. Citizens with means fled the area in droves, on trains, steamboats, and wagons. By early September 1888, thousands of people had evacuated. January 1888 population, 17,000. September 1888 population, 13,757. 9,812 black people. For black folks, there, like everywhere else during this time of political disenfranchisement, there were also vast health care crises during the yellow fever outbreak. Many black people had no money to care for their ill family members, and burial expenses were another challenge. African American leaders established the Colored Auxiliary Bureau, which coordinated with the Jacksonville Auxiliary Sanitary Association for assistance. The Sanitary Association's relationship with the African American community was at times strained, especially over the distribution of relief. The churches, social organizations, and benevolent citizens assisted, but the community of La Villa in Jacksonville's Black Center and Fernandina were hit the hardest. Yellow fever totals 4,656 cases, 427 deaths. The local government was crippled and the black representation decimated, bringing to an end the interracial Jacksonville City Council. The newly formed all-white government implemented a poll tax that disenfranchised most African Americans. Over the following 10 years, it seemed like these turbulent times would never end.